Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3359 BN. Today's date is May 22nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Tyrannical Government Has Just Been Exposed. 25th Amendment Just Came Into Focus. Panic Everywhere. Now, Dr. Gary Richard, named America's favorite veterinarian, has helped thousands of dogs with issues that seem impossible to go away. And he's made a video to alert you to something every pet owner must know. If your dog's coat is dull, if their energy is low, if they're itchy, if their ears are red, if their breath or poop smells very bad, or if they're just not doing as well as they should, these can be a warning signs of bad health that get much more serious with age. And the first thing we want to look at is the nutrition. Basically, the dog food makers take healthy ingredients to pressure cook them at a super high temperature. And when it comes out the other end, you've got this brown mush. The food is supposed to last for at least 2 to 3 years on the shelf, but that means some pretty bad stuff has gotten into the food to make it last that long. And there are studies showing that this process can even lead to serious conditions. Now, after years of studying the issue and even writing a bestseller book, Richter says he finally found a way to fight back and has identified the exact things you need to get back into your pet's diet. He created a short video explaining his exact health-boosting methods along with a step-by-step instruction for how to do it at home. You can watch and learn more about it at ultimatedoghealth.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of this video, but he'll teach you exactly what you need to do. It's easy and it just takes 2 minutes a day and it doesn't involve changing the dog's food. Go to ultimatedoghealth.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, their entire tyrannical criminal syndicate is being exposed at a rate that people cannot believe. Think about what we have seen in the last 4 years, and now it's accelerating. People now can really see the tyrannical government. I mean, look, they had the Gestapo go to Trump's house, Mar-a-Lago, and what did they do? They were going to use force if anyone resisted. Basically, it looks like they were ready to take him out if he was there. But again, Scavino let us know a couple days before with the door with the number 45 that they were coming. Trump and the Patriots, they are controlling what is going on. They know the playbook. Now, that doesn't mean they're controlling every little minutia thing, but on a higher level, they're making sure that they're in the know. They're making sure that they know the playbook. And basically, what this is all about, you need to see the actual enemy of this country. And the actual enemy of this country is the DOJ, the FBI, the swamp creatures in D.C., a lot of the prosecutors around the country, a lot of the CEOs of corporations, people in Hollywood. The people now are really starting to recognize who the enemy of this country really is. And every time they push back on having laws that will prevent illegals from having, you know, committing crimes, laws that prevent illegals from being deported, I think people are starting to understand and they're starting to realize that, yes, this is a criminal syndicate. They have criminals that they're letting in, and the government has turned tyrannical. They don't represent the people. They represent their masters, and the people are not their masters. And that's what this is all about, because once we recognize who the enemy is, well, we know who to focus on. You see, the enemy never wants you to know who the enemy is. That's why they try to keep you divided. They try to keep you divided through political affiliation. They try to keep you divided between race. They try to keep you divided with everything. And this is all now failing. And then now the people are coming together because they're starting to recognize who the actual enemy really is. And you can see the enemies, those people that are in the criminal syndicate, they're now starting to pop up, like James Comey. You're going to see a lot more people start to pop up, letting everyone know if Trump gets elected, their entire system completely implodes. They're going to remove our criminal syndicate FBI. They're going to remove the criminal syndicate DOJ. They're going to remove everything that we put into place that where we're able to control the country, because they're the ones really controlling the country, if you really think about it. And they're now panicking, and yes, panic is everywhere, because they see what's happening. They see the people are waking up, and all of this is being exposed. And the more you see them, the more they come out on MSNBC, CNN, and the more they complain that Trump is going to change everything. The translation of that is Trump, we the people, are going to remove this tyrannical government. They will no longer be in control. And soon, they will be on the run. But again, you can see that all of this has to happen. Trump just couldn't tell the people. No one would believe him. So he had to show everyone the truth. And basically, he just let the enemy do what they do best. Why interfere with them? You don't have to. They're going to show you who they really are, especially as time goes on, because they get more and more desperate. As they lose the people, as they lose their vote, as they lose their grip on the people by, you know, using their propaganda, they become panicked. They start to say, holy crap, we're losing these people. What do we got to do? Sooner or later, they're going to show you everything. They won't even care about the rule of law. They won't even care about what they're showing you. Just like what happened in Mar-a-Lago, that evidence is now coming out. They're trying to cover it all up. But eventually, they won't care. And that's when you're going to see them use their foot soldiers. That's when you're going to see who they really are. And I do believe Trump wants the people to see who these people really are and what they're capable of and what they would do to the people. I mean, like, go back to 2020. They didn't care about the people. They didn't care if people lived or died. They'd rather people die. They unleashed a virus to save themselves. They went all out to get you injected. They went all out to keep you in your home. They went all out to do all of this. And they don't care if people took the bioweapon and they died. It made no difference to them. As long as you did what they said so they could cheat in the election and try to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. That's how evil these people really are. And I think the people now are seeing this. Just like people now are seeing that Biden has major, major problems. And we see that they're trying to force him out. Now, I do believe Biden's going to be very, very stubborn. And it looks like Trump sent a message. And now he's bringing the 25th Amendment into focus. He's saying, let's remove Biden with the 25th Amendment. Now, you think the House, the MAGA Patriots, you think they're going to remove him with the 25th Amendment? Or do you think it's going to be the D's? I do believe Trump, for optics sake, I do believe as Biden is continually being stubborn, I do believe Obama and other D's, they're going to finally say, okay, enough's enough. This guy cannot be the nominee. We need to get rid of him. I can't believe the GOP, the MAGA Patriots, I can't believe they haven't pushed to get rid of him with the 25th Amendment. I guess we're going to have to do it ourselves. So let's start the push. And we will remove him and put in the candidate that we want. And I do believe, since Trump put this out there with a truth, I do believe that is coming, and it's coming very, very quickly. Remember, going back to 2020, before Biden was inaugurated, Trump was down in Texas, and he let everyone know that there's no threat of the 25th Amendment being used against him, but Biden should be very afraid that the 25th Amendment will be used against him. Be careful what you wish for. Back then, Trump was letting everyone know what was going to happen. He knew the playbook. He was telling you. But of course, how many people believe that? Not many. But now, when it does happen and you look back in time, people are going to go, Trump was right again. I mean, look, it took 4 years for him to be right. There is no time limit on being right, because sometimes it takes a while for the truth to actually break through the propaganda, to break through everything. But eventually, the truth does break through and it stands tall. And sometimes you have to look back in time to see who was telling the truth. And when you look back in time, Trump told you Biden's going to destroy the economy. Trump told you he was going to open the borders. And he was going to bring in all these illegals. They were going to be criminals. It was going to be a complete and utter disaster. That's why we needed a wall. You see, he told everyone these things. But again, the people needed to see it. The people needed to experience it, because otherwise you just don't believe. And I do believe Trump is now letting us know where all of this is headed. And I do believe Trump has a plan to bring the deep state exactly where he wants them. So we can use paper ballots, have our vote heard, and everything about the deep state players will be exposed. We'll be talking a lot more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the border, because again, it's an election year, and what is Biden doing? He's trying to backtrack on everything. He's trying to say, oh, no, now I have the power to limit the amount of people coming into the border. Oh, now I have the power to lower the fuel prices. Oh, now I have the power to do X, Y, and Z. But again, this is all politics. He's lying to everyone. And I think everyone understands that. And what's very interesting, just the other day, we mentioned how this 19-year-old Alabama man with his entire life in front of him was killed by an illegal alien who already pled guilty to DUI in 2021. Well, the RNC research put this out and they wanted to do a little flashback back to 2020 when Biden said illegals who drive drunk shouldn't be deported. So again, what is happening right now? People are seeing the truth of the matter and you see the consequences of these actions. Now, the other thing that people can see, they can see just who the enemies are by just looking at their actions. Forget about what they say. They talk a lot. They like to lie a lot. And if they're going to lie, they're going to lie again. They try to cover up their lies. But all you got to do is really look at their actions. Look at the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice sued Oklahoma for imposing criminal penalties on illegal immigrants. So the DOJ, they want Oklahoma to overturn a new law that criminalizes residing in the state without legal immigration status. And they're trying to reverse this because, again, if they have that law in place, they can't cheat in the election. They can't have chaos because the state will not keep these individuals in there. And this measure that we're seeing in Oklahoma, it's growing in all the GOP-led states. And this is now a trend where the GOP in red states, they are now enforcing immigration laws on their own because the federal government, what are they doing? They are bringing in their foot soldiers. They're not bringing in upstanding citizens. They're bringing in criminals. And I think the states are starting to realize this. But again, the blue states, they are trapped in the criminal syndicate. They can't push them out. This is why they're struggling right now. And it's very, very difficult to get the funding that they actually need. So once again, the people, they're seeing it. It's becoming very, very clear, and they know exactly what the federal government is doing, which is actually the tyrannical government. And you can see every time they push back on all this, the people see it. Just like when Biden is canceling student loans, he's going against the Supreme Court. When they go ahead and they make a law that is going to, you know, control the guns, they go against the Supreme Court ruling. They go against the Second Amendment. They go against the Constitution. That should tell you everything you need to know. Because those are their actions. Their actions speak a lot louder than their words. And most of their words are lies. And you can see they're continually using the propaganda on Trump. Remember, they're running out of things to use on Trump. See, every time they use propaganda and it's debunked and it shows that Hillary's behind it, Obama's behind it, or it was completely and utterly fake, they're losing credibility at a rapid rate. And the more they do, the worse it gets for them. Do you think anyone believes that the trials are on the up and up, that they actually have a case? No, they don't. The people are on Trump's side. And the deep state players, they're having a lot of trouble. And they're losing in the issues department here. Because remember, I do believe this is Trump's campaign. Everything that we're witnessing, he boiled it down to issues. The border is an issue. The economy is an issue. What the children are learning in school, that's an issue. The abortion issue, he got rid of. Now the deep state is floundering because what do you do? That's all they used to talk about. They don't want to talk about a failing economy. They don't want to talk about criminals in cities. They don't want to talk about the open borders. They don't want to talk about how the school system is failing. They don't want to talk about war and how there's war throughout the Middle East now. They don't want to talk about that stuff. They just want to talk about abortion because that stirs emotions. Now, since Trump got rid of that and brought it back to down to the state, what do they have left? Nothing. So they're using propaganda. And the latest propaganda is that Trump is going to impose restrictions on birth control. Again, what are they trying to do? They're trying to use emotions. Remember, you had abortion. Now they're trying to use birth control and contraceptives as the argument. Well, Trump responded to them and said, I have never and will never advocate imposing restrictions on birth control or other contraceptives. This is a Democrat fabricated lie, misinformation, disinformation, because they have nothing else to run on except failure, poverty, and death. I do not support a ban on birth control, and neither will the Republican Party. So once again, he's calling them out on this, and they are now struggling because they can't talk about the border. They can't talk about the economy. They can't talk about what's happening out in the Middle East. They can't talk about the schools because the people are awake. And the people, those are the issues that they care about. And if they actually talk about it, they lose every single time. Look at Trump's campaign right now. Absolutely amazing. And even if they talk about the two-tier justice system, well, the people see that, hey, you're going after a political opponent. You have these fake cases, and you're using the DOJ to coordinate with the local prosecutors to actually bring these charges. It's a political hit. This whole thing is a banana republic. And that's what people are seeing. The people are seeing the true enemy right now. And that's what is most important because, again, we can't be divided. We need to be united, and we need to see the true enemy. And this is what Trump is showing the people. And he's basically just in the way. But I do believe people are going to see more and more as time goes on. We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening now with the Biden administration because they decided to ban TikTok. And now TikTok, they are planning to lay off a large portion of its 1,000 global workers. And we could see they have a choice to make. Either they sell it to a U.S. company or they're completely banned. Let's see how this plays out. I know Rumble is looking to purchase it. I wonder if X is going to look to purchase this. Maybe Truth will look to purchase this. That would be absolutely amazing if that does happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the Middle East is a complete and utter mess. Chaos is everywhere. When Trump was in office, everything was calm. Everything was very nice. He implemented the Abraham Accords. And now all we see is chaos everywhere. Now, I do believe a lot of this is the plan where we have Putin, we're going to have Xi, where we have Netanyahu. They're going after the terrorist organization, removing the deep state players from all these areas. And we could see that the deep state players, they're panicking over this. They're panicking over Ukraine. They're panicking over Gaza. They're panicking soon in Taiwan. And you could see that the deep state players, they are now trying to push something where they could say, okay, let's make Palestine a Palestinian state. So right now we have Ireland, Norway, Spain. They announced that they would recognize a Palestinian state in the wake of the October 7th terror attacks against Israel. So let's just get this straight. The terrorists in Gaza, the people voted for these terrorists. The terrorists went into Israel, kidnapped, murdered, raped. They still have hostages. A lot of them are dead. And we have Ireland, Norway, and Spain. They want to make Palestine a state with the terrorist organization in place. Think about that for a second. Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. What are they trying to do? They're trying to stop the destruction of the terrorist group. Remember, the UN, the deep state players, they are operating all of this in this area. Yes, they're involved in Iran. Yes, they're involved in Ukraine. Yes, they're involved in Taiwan. They're involved in all these different locations. And this is why they're panicking right now, because it's all being destroyed around them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since Israel is now in Gaza destroying Hamas, and we have Antifa going around rioting and protesting, saying they're all for Gaza. They have no idea what they're talking about, but that's not the point. That's their cover story to cover their faces and to create chaos. You know what's happening with Trump? Well, it looks like Trump is now making inroads with Arab Americans. And more of the Arab Americans are coming to Trump's side now. And they're abandoning Biden. I mean, think about it. It's the black community, the Hispanic community. A lot of D's now are starting to switch. This is a complete and utter disaster for Biden and the deep state. Frank Luntz put this out on X and said, in a New York Times Siena College poll released last week, Trump led Biden 57-25 among Arab and Muslim voters in five key battleground states. Those who said they voted in 2010 reported they had supported Biden 56-35 at the time. Yeah, this is a disaster like we've never seen before. Just like the war that is building, it's going to be a disaster. Now, do I think we're actually going to get into war? I do believe we will get to a point where it will look so scary that it will look like we are on the edge of war. And I do believe there will be certain attacks in this country to show the people, look, Biden, the Biden administration, the deep state players, they're bringing us to war. And you could see right now how this is starting to form. Right now, we have the Russian Federation forces. They begun their first stage of exercises to simulate preparation for the launch of a tactical nuclear weapon. And Putin now has ordered this because of what they're seeing with NATO right now. NATO is bringing trainers in to Ukraine, and now we have Russia preparing for something to happen. Now, what's very interesting is that the U.S. Department of Defense spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder, he said in a briefing on May 16th that Russia launched a satellite into low Earth orbit, and they assessed that it is likely a counter-space weapon presumably capable of attacking other satellites in low Earth orbit. So now they're saying Russia has space weapons. They can hit other satellites. Very interesting. Would they be able to shut down communications that way? Maybe. Is it actually Russia that's doing this? Most likely not. But I do believe it's going to look like it's coming from another country. Almost like the sum of all fears. Now, the Russians responded to this and said, I cannot comment on this in any way. Here, we act absolutely in accordance with the international law. We do not violate anything. Importantly, he said that Russia has repeatedly reached out in hopes of advancing talks with the U.S. to prohibit certain types of weapons in space, but this was rejected. So this is very interesting. You can see how this is starting to build. And the other thing that's very interesting is we know that they're going to be bringing soldiers that are part of NATO into Ukraine for training. And of course, they always say training, just like what they say, oh, something's temporary, it's always permanent. When they say training, it's actually soldiers there to do something else, to actually maybe start something by getting hit. Because remember, if there are troops there, Article 5 comes into play. But the Estonian prime minister, she's out there letting everyone know, no, don't worry about it. These are instructors to Ukraine. They're going to train Ukrainian military and personnel. And if one of them should get hit, don't worry. We're not going to just automatically implement Article 5 and trigger it. Because again, it doesn't happen automatically. We're going to have to assess the situation. So basically, let's do the translation of all this. We're bringing them in there. Something much larger is going to happen. And yes, they will assess the situation. And they'll say, holy crap, Russia attacked us. Now, do you think Russia really wants to attack the NATO trainers to start World War III? Or does the deep state want that to happen? I do believe it's the deep state. And remember, going back in time, what did Trump tell us? He told us he could have peace between Ukraine and Russia. He knows all the players and he knows how to have peace. So I do believe this is going to escalate and we're going to see more of Russia taking a side, more of Ukraine, NATO, and the U.S. taking a side. And this will build on either side. You'll see more nuclear drills. You'll see more NATO trainers come in. You'll see much more of this. And we'll start the blame game as we move forward. And this will eventually move into World War III. All that needs to happen is one small incident. And that's how everything gets kicked off. And I do believe we're going to see that because we're heading down that path. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the deep state players. They are now having a very difficult time. They're trying to push the bird flu. And once again, with the bird flu, they're already reporting that now it could be transmitted to humans. There's already one case, I think, in Australia. And they're going to start this out right now to convince everyone that here it is. But again, we know that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, those drugs will protect you. Zinc will protect you. And this is why they didn't want anyone to know this, because if everyone knew there was a remedy, how do you release a plandemic? You can't. No one would take the vaccine. No one would be scared. No one would go along with it. And no one should go along with it. We all knew it was coming. It wasn't like it was a secret. We all knew that something else was going to happen, which means it's planned. And what's very interesting is now the House and other individuals, investigators, they're going back in time and they're looking at what happened during COVID. And there's a lot of evidence out there and it all points back to Fauci, Daszak, and the rest. They're the architects of all of this. And yes, the pharmaceutical companies and everyone else had to go along with it. The New York Post put this out on X and said, Fauci advisor who bragged about deleting smoking gun emails, he's going to be grilled by a COVID panel right now. And this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Just like it's very, very interesting is what's happening out in Portland. Remember, out in Portland, they were saying, let's defund the police. We don't need the police. Let's allow the criminals back on the streets. Well, you know, when the people see this and the people experience this every single day, do you think the people are going to keep those elected officials in office? Or do you think the people are going to say enough is enough? Well, no matter what Soros does to keep his people in office, no matter how much money he's going to spend, the people will override the cheating system. And that's exactly what happened out in Portland. Andy Ngo put this out and said, the Schmidt show is over. Voters in the Portland, Oregon area have fired Antifa favorite DA Mike Schmidt. Schmidt was voted out in a disgraceful landslide defeat despite having huge cash injections of Soros money and winning over 76% of the vote in 2020. His bloody legacy includes record homicides, record shootings, record riots, and record fentanyl deaths. And now he is out. And the people said enough is enough. And when you look around the country, we see others that have been removed. Soros DA, Chessie Boudin in San Francisco, out. Soros DA, Kim Gardner, St. Louis, out. Soros DA, Kim Fox, Chicago, out. Soros is losing his grip. The people, they're seeing the truth. And it's getting harder and harder for the deep state players. But again, you could see they put all these people into place to keep the criminals on the street, to keep Antifa safe. Now, what's very interesting is that Fani Willis, she actually won her primary in Georgia. So it looks like she is now going up against her opponent. And I do believe she has to stay in the mix because people need to see the truth of what's happening with the case with voter fraud. And I do believe this is why Fani Willis hasn't been removed. I mean, if you look at Portland, Oregon, if you look at Chicago, the people of those cities, the people of the states, they couldn't take it anymore. There was crime running rampant. It was just absolutely awful. With Fani Willis, yes, they heard a case. They heard that she had an affair with Nathan Wade. They heard all these different things. But again, has she made crime really go up in Georgia like those other places? Maybe a little bit, but not as much. And I think the people, they're like, okay, we heard what she did. Maybe they cheated a little bit, but I do believe she needs to stay in there until the very, very end. But what's very interesting is that Nathan Wade, he showed up at her party, which is very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting with everything that's happening to Trump, it looks like AOC actually said the quiet part out loud. Steve Cortez on X put this out and said, wow, AOC accidentally says the quiet part out loud. She mocks Trump for holding a rally in the South Bronx and brags about how the Democrats' lawfare is forcing him to stay in New York City. By the way, Trump's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court. And the man practically has a legal version of an ankle bracelet around him. And he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. So it is truly an embarrassment to him. And I'm looking forward to the response of everyday Bronxites talking about how they feel about him coming to their backyard. Well, I think she's going to be in for a rude awakening. And she just let everyone know, yeah, this is a political hit to keep him there. But think about what Trump is doing. Let's talk about her health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. He's using it to his advantage. Remember, he's the victim. When people see him being railroaded like this, people go, holy crap, that could be me. This has nothing really to do with Trump. He's just in the way. People are watching this. If anyone goes up against the deep state players and you're not on their side, This can happen to you. Think about it. A criminal syndicate is running this country. Do they really care about you? No, if you cross them, you're done. They're going to get rid of you. That's what they do. Now, what's very interesting is Aaron Blake, he put this out and he said, Trump shortly ago said, you saw what happened to a highly respected lawyer today, Bob Costello. Wow. Costello is a witness. Trump's gag order bars him from making public statements about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses. Mike Davis responded to this and said the following. Gag orders are supposed to protect defendants to ensure they get a fair trial. If anyone in America must have the constitutional right to speak out about the judge, prosecutor, staff, witnesses, biases, and process, it's a defendant. This gag order is unconstitutional, and that he's absolutely right. Remember, you're innocent until proven guilty, and if there is a tyrannical system coming after you, you have every right to speak out against them. Isn't this what the British used to do, where they used to shut people up so they couldn't speak? Think about this for a second. This is what our founding fathers fought against, and here we are right back to where we started, where everyone can see what our founding fought against. It's happening right now. And what's very interesting, during the Hushmoney trial, we finally found a real crime. Kash Patel explains, after 6 weeks of Alvin Bragg's Fantasy Island, we have finally found a crime and a victim. Michael Cohen just admitted to over a dozen felonies, grand theft larceny, where he stole tens of thousands of dollars from Trump, and illegally structured transactions, all felonies. Bragg's office, DOJ, and the U.S. attorney knew it all for years and never once charged Cohen because they don't charge the criminals. See, the criminals, why would the criminals charge the criminals unless you cross them? If you cross them, they will get rid of you and they will charge you. They will throw you away very, very quickly because once again, you're dealing with a criminal syndicate. Now, what's very interesting, as Trump is on trial, the courtroom, they keep it at a very, very low temperature, and he calls it the ice box. And he continually mentions it while he's giving a speech or he's putting out a truth. And Karma Patriot responds to the icebox. And this is what she put out on Truth. Just found this on icebox. What is the icebox in the military? The icebox is a term used in the military to refer to a period of punishment or confinement, typically in a cold location or environment. Common punishments that may result in being put in the icebox include insubordination, breaking military regulations, or other forms of misconduct. Now, that is very, very interesting. Now, with this whole trial, the people now have seen how corrupt the system is. They see how Biden is going after his political opponent. The people now in all the different trials, they see that there's no case, there's no victim. The whole thing's a sham. It's a show trial. And the people, they're looking at the case and they realize that Trump is not guilty. But again, it's in New York. They have a jury. They have a corrupt judge. And their main mission, I do believe, is to convict Trump. And what's very interesting is Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and says, Trump on trial, 53% expect a guilty verdict. As the so-called hush money trial of former President Donald Trump nears its conclusion, most voters expect the defendant to be found guilty. Now, I do believe if this happens, not saying that he will, but when you look at the situation and you look at what's happening right now, yes, people have seen the corrupt trial. People have seen that there's no evidence. Everything's pointing the other way. And they're using this just to stop Trump, just like with Letitia James. There were no victims. Nobody was hurt. But Trump has to pay a fine. Does that make any sense? No, this looks like a show trial. It looks like a kangaroo court. And it looks like this is something that you see in a dictatorship. Well, that's exactly what we're seeing. To finish this off and to show the people, look how bad our system really is. The jury most likely will find him guilty. I mean, if you want to complete the mission, show the people the true enemy and show them how they'll throw their political opponent into jail. This might happen. Not saying that it will, because the trial has gone very, very poorly for them. I don't think they expected it to go this poorly. I thought they thought there was going to be a lot better control. But do you think Biden at this point will become so desperate that he'll instruct the DOJ, Merrick Garland, to talk to the judge and everyone else to say, listen, I promised to do a debate in June. I can't really do the debate. I need some cover here, and I need an excuse to say I can't do the debate because it's his fault. He's in jail. So this might happen. So I just want everyone to get prepared. I mean, listen, if they find him not guilty, the people still see it's a sham trial. The people still see that they had no evidence whatsoever, and it was a political hit. If they do throw him in prison, well, I do believe this is going to bring more and more people to his side because the people are going to say, okay, I understood it was a sham trial, but I can't believe he was just found guilty for what just happened here because there's no evidence whatsoever. Actually, the criminal is Cohen. He paid off Stormy Daniels. He stole from the Trump organization. He lied and lied and lied. And really, think about their lineup. A liar and a porn star. I mean, really think about this for a second. And then think about what happened with the revelation that they were going to use deadly force in Mar-a-Lago. MJ Truth Ultra put this out on X and said the following. Julie Kelly reports new revelations about the Mar-a-Lago raid. In a nutshell, the FBI authorized the use of deadly force. Agents were prepared to engage in with Trump and his Secret Service team. They had an on-site medical team available in case it got deadly. The FBI risked the lives of Trump, his family, his staff, and Mal Guess for a publicity stunt to make it look like Trump stole national security files. People need to be arrested for this. And it looks like Merrick Garland said that he personally approved the raid of Mar-a-Lago, which we now learn included the ability for the FBI to shoot and kill. So the attorney general personally authorized every FBI raid. Julie Kelly put this out and said, the guy who eventually authorized the Mal raid used multiple FBI agents and informants to set the Whitmer fednapping hoax, which included FBI-produced video of an explosive expert, FBI UCE, blowing up an SUV. So we have the same exact people involved in all this. The FBI is now covering for themselves, saying, oh, no, the DOJ, the rest, they didn't tell us what to do. Biden didn't tell us what to do. We use standard protocol. Well, Mike Davis responded to this and said, standard protocol. This makes it worse for Biden and Garland. Biden personally waived Trump's claim of executive privilege. Garland personally approved this unprecedented FBI raid. For presidential records, Trump was allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act. While Garland secretly colluded with Biden over his stolen classified records Biden illegally shared with his ghostwriter for his $8 million book. It's even worse. Biden and Garland authorized this raid on Trump, knowing deadly force is standard protocol. Julie Kelly responded to this and said, federal laws specifically cover former presidents and their families. Same for individuals under Secret Service protection. Is there an exemption for FBI? What if Trump had shown up at Mal to defend his property? What if he refused to allow FBI agents into Melania's room? Or Barron's room? How would Secret Service have responded? What about armed FBI agents? There are no clear-cut answers. Anyone pretending to know is a total fraud. Then she points to 18 U.S. Code Section 879, threats against a former president and certain other persons. And there aren't exemptions for FBI or law enforcement. It says, whoever knowingly and willfully threatens to kill, kidnap, or inflict bodily harm upon a former president or a member of the immediate family of a former president, a member of the immediate family of the president-elect, the vice president, or the vice president-elect, a major candidate for the office of president or vice president or a member of the immediate family of such candidate, or a person protected by the Secret Service under Section 3056A6. Shall be fined under this title or in prison not more than 5 years or both. So Trump is running for president. He was the president. He's still the commander in chief. So this applies to him. So again, do they care about that? Absolutely not. Did they want something to happen? Absolutely. Because you have to remember, when you're looking at the FBI, they are the Gestapo. And they were hoping something would happen. But I do believe they knew what was happening, Trump and the Patriots. That's why Scavino, I think it was 2 days before, put out the post there was a door with the number 45. They knew they were coming, and they made sure that Trump wasn't there because they knew exactly what they were prepared to do. And think about it. These individuals brought medics with them. Doesn't Antifa do the same thing? Don't they bring medics with them? I mean, if the FBI had umbrellas, we could say they're one and the same then. But people are actually shocked and surprised that the FBI was prepared to use deadly force against Trump and his Secret Service security. Remember, the objective of the FBI raid was to re-secure the physical evidence that Trump had showing how the DOJ and FBI action in 2016 was targeting him using the power of their law enforcement and intelligence agencies. The origination of all the DOJ FBI IC issues go back to the 2015-2016 FBI exploitation of the NSA database. This is not a contested discussion issue. It's just continually forgotten. The raid on Mar-a-Lago, just like the Robert Mueller investigation, was part of a long-standing cover-up operation. The FBI was looking for what Trump took with him as evidence of the weaponized system that targeted him. The FBI wanted that back. The FBI was willing to use deadly force to get it back if that's what it took. The raid involved 25 Miami FBI agents, 4 Washington FBI agents, 1 unidentified individual from the FBI headquarters, 1 DOJ attorney, and the assistant U.S. attorney from the Southern District of Florida. Yes, apparently the FBI was prepared to engage in a gun battle or kill people in Mar-a-Lago in order to retake the evidence against them. It sounds scary, but that's the reality of our modern FBI. These are not good people. And remember, AG Merrick Garland, he authorized everything. And remember what we found out in the past. The FBI worked inside Twitter, Facebook, and social media to control information, remove content, manipulate opinion on behalf of the tyrannical government. All the activity was political. So the FBI is the U.S. version of the Russian state police, the U.S. version of the Gestapo. And yes, they are going after we the people. This is the tyrannical government. And when you look at the FBI and you look at the DHS and the rest, you know that they are all for Antifa. They're controlling Antifa in some way, somehow. Because there has been no action by the FBI, by DHS, toward Antifa. That tells us that the FBI is enabling that violent extremist behavior to continue. And once you accept that transparent point of truth, then you realize the FBI definition of domestic violent extremism is something else entirely. The current mission of the FBI appears to be preserving and protecting the criminal syndicate. Everyone now sees it. It's becoming clearer and clearer. And think about what Comey just said when he was on MSNBC, and actually The Hill put this out. He said that Trump is coming for the FBI and the DOJ. Why would Trump come for the FBI DOJ? That's the criminal syndicate. Remember, they are the guardians. They are the protectors. This is why Comey is now panicking. This is why the deep state is panicking. And you're going to see more and more of these players come out because they realize they're losing the people. The people now see the criminal syndicate. They see the FBI. They see the DOJ for who and what they truly are. They are the enforcers of the criminal syndicate. And as the people find out more and more and they see more of this evidence, it becomes clearer and clearer to the people. Just like it's very, very clear that Trump did nothing wrong. And it looks like out in New York, someone flew a banner. Trump put it on his truth. It says President Trump did nothing wrong. Absolutely. And all these indictments, they're absolutely ridiculous. And we know that Trump has done nothing wrong. He's the president. He can have classified documents. Biden, as a senator, cannot. Biden, as the vice president, cannot. He should have been arrested. Trump, as the president, he can declassify anything. Plus, the FBI set him up. They actually handled classified documents and threw it on Trump's floor in Mar-a-Lago. Think about it for a second. The same thing with Jack Smith. He can't even be a special counsel. And now the Florida judge will hear a motion to dismiss Trump's case based on the argument that the special counsel was unlawfully appointed. Days before Merrick Garland appointed special counsel Jack Smith to investigate Trump, experts who had been following the Justice Department investigation questioned its necessity. Mr. Smith was appointed on November 18, 2022. Would the appointment of an independent lead prosecutor undermine the Justice Department's own appearance of independence from politics? Would the newly appointed prosecutor slow down the case? Those concerns have now materialized, though not for the predicated reasons. Judge Aileen Cannon will hear the arguments on a notion to dismiss the classified documents case against Trump's based on the unlawful appointment of the special counsel. So let's see how that plays out. And again, Trump, again, he's going to continually battle the deep state players because the people, they need to see, look how the rule of law works. Do you see the two-tier justice system? And I think the people see this. I think the people see now that the FBI, DOJ, the Biden administration, the swamp creatures, they do not represent we the people. The people in the House, in the Senate, they do not represent we the people. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, what are the knock-on effects of justice being weaponized? Only 26% say the government has the consent of the people. The rest of the people say our republic has already fallen. The people are getting it, which means we've been taken over by a tyrannical government. And you can see the Biden administration, they are panicking. They are desperate. They have nothing else to lose. And Trump, he did put up a video that was created by somebody else. And it looks like they use stock newspapers. And in the stock newspaper, it had something that had to do with the Reich back in Nazi Germany. And it looks like Biden and team, they tried to make this a really, really big deal, but it looks like it's failing right now. Trump deleted it. He didn't create it. And it was just a stock newspaper where they just changed the pictures and stuff. And Wokeness put this out and said, the Unified Reich hoax is in full swing. Biden just posted this reaction ad falsely accusing Trump of echoing Hitler. The truth, someone made the ad using a template online with news headlines. For literally 2 seconds, a random World War I headline was left in a background frame. And that's what they're making a really big deal about. But you can see the election interference that is picking up because, again, the deep state players, they're going after Trump. And yesterday we mentioned this new movie, The Apprentice, where they have this fake rape scene where they're saying Trump raped Ivana. You know when they're going to release this? They want to release this during the second debate in September. Is everyone seeing election interference? Absolutely. The more they do, the worse it gets. Now, very interestingly, out in the UK, it looks like they decided to have their elections on July 4th. And Prime Minister Sunak, he triggered an election for the 4th of July, which is Independence Day here in the United States, which I find very, very interesting. Does that mean they're going to find their independence? Well, the news that was just released is going to be met with frustration and bewilderment by some of the Tory party, many of whom point out that he did not have to call an election for another 6 months. While the Tories currently hold an 80-seat majority, most election experts are predicting a near wipeout across the country as voters punish Sunak and his party for failing to deliver on his promises. However, some thinkers on the right, most notably Brexit leader Nigel Farage, argue that the demise of the Conservatives could well turn out to be a good thing for conservatism. The theory goes that given that the Conservative Party is not actually conservative, only their wholesale destruction can pave the way for a true right-wing patriotic party to emerge. That is very, very interesting. And that reminds me of Post 3786. This is January 23rd, 2020. It says, congratulations, UK patriots. Independence is a beautiful thing. Globalism is dead. Now, this is referring to a link that has to do with Brexit, but it's very interesting. Independence. And they decided to have this vote on Independence Day here in the United States. Coincidence? I think not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what the Democrats have done. Remember, they want to change a batter, and they had to set things into place where they're making August when they have their national convention. But to be on the ballot in Ohio, this seems to be a problem because the controversy centers around a critical scheduling conflict. Ohio law mandates that the presidential candidates be officially nominated at least 90 days before the election, setting this year's deadline at August 7th. However, the Democrat National Convention is slated for August 19th to the 22nd, well past this cutoff. So Biden might not be on the ballot, and this is going to be very, very interesting. Again, I do believe this is all being set up to remove Biden from office one way or another. We've been saying that he's going to be very, very stubborn. I do believe the deep state players, Obama, they're going to have to force him out because everything else that they're trying to do, I don't think it's going to work where they're forcing him to have a debate. And I think Biden said, all right, I'll have a debate, hoping or actually pushing the judge to say, oh, he's in jail. Or Biden might use, well, I'm not taking a drug test. And he might reject that and say, I'm not going to have a debate. I do believe Obama is trying to push everything he possibly has at trying to get Biden out. But I think Biden's going to be very, very stubborn. So it seems that we're going to be heading in a different direction. And we mentioned the 25th Amendment before. And I just want to go back in time. Lisa May put this out. And it's a recording of Trump back in 2020 before Biden was inaugurated. And he mentioned something about the 25th Amendment. Take a listen.
The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
So Trump back then let everyone know that the 25th Amendment was going to affect Biden, not him, Trump, but it was going to boomerang on Biden. Then Trump put this out on Truth. Wow. Just came out of the Biden witch hunt trial in Manhattan, the icebox, and was shown reports that Crooked Joe Biden's DOJ, in their illegal and unconstitutional raid of Mar-a-Lago, authorized the FBI to use deadly lethal force. Now we know for sure that Joe Biden is a serious threat to democracy. He is mentally unfit to hold office. 25th Amendment. I think Trump just signaled that the 25th Amendment is coming to get rid of Biden. And let's see how this all plays out. But I want to go back to a couple of posts here. This is post 3062. It says, remember this important fact. If there was no evidence of Russia collusion, what grounds did DAG, Rod Rosenstein, have to appoint Mueller? Rod Rosenstein offered to wear a wire to entrap the president of the United States in an attempt to invoke the 25th Amendment. Let's go to post 4836, October 8, 2020. Was the 25th Amendment arrow in the quiver planned? How long ago? Was it expected POTUS would be in a critical health state? REC C19, COVID-19. Recovery unexpected, impossible to unwind. Next, mentally incapacitated. C19 language, people are dying, safety and security to the well-being. Combat tactics, Mr. Ryan. So they were going to try to take Trump out with the 25th Amendment. First, with a wire, that failed. Then with COVID, to say that, oh, he got ill, he's incapacitated, and we have to use the 25th Amendment. I do believe with this post where it says combat tactics, I do believe they turned into this and actually made them hit a lot sooner than expected. And Trump was able to take control and use it this to his advantage to actually stop the Great Reset, stop the Green New Scam, and put the resident in place and force the deep state players to overthrow the United States government where they can catch them in the act. I do believe all of this was done. Then we go to post 2729. Now, this one is very interesting. It shows a picture of a missile being fired. And down below it says, remember the cover story for this. Helicopter, coincidence, RE Air Force One, RE California route, North Korea. Bigger than the 25th Amendment attempt to remove. Depth of this is very serious. So I do believe as we approach war, and you notice this mentions North Korea, because I do believe going back in time, Obama was working with Kim Jong-un. I do believe the deep state was involved in this, and they were going to start war, and it was going to look like a missile was fired from North Korea. So I do believe we're heading in this direction. What we're going to see, what we're going to experience, I do believe is going to be a lot bigger than the 25th Amendment. And remember what they're planning for. They're planning for a cyber attack. We already know that the EPA now is sending out warnings. I do believe this narrative is going to build as we go into the summer. And we're going to see probably small attacks. And we're going to see war being built up all around the world. And you're going to see the war drums getting louder and louder and louder. And as we approach September, I do believe that's when the deep state players, they're going to start making their moves against Biden. And I do believe there'll be calls for the 25th Amendment, and they will push this very, very hard. And once this happens, I do believe the home stretch is the entire scare event. Events in this country, attacks on this country. So people see the war coming. This is going to wake up a lot of D's. I do believe the Patriots are controlling this, but allowing the enemy to do what they do best. It's not like the Patriots are doing it. They know the 16-year plan. They know the playbook. They're allowing them to do this, but under a controlled situation so the people can experience it. Just like the borders were opened under a controlled situation where the military, I do believe, is tracking everyone. This is why Trump is so confident in saying, we're going to use the military to deport all of these people. The same thing with war that is approaching and attacks on this country. I do believe Trump and the Patriots and the military, they already know the playbook. They already know what they're going to do. But again, this scare event is going to affect a lot more people that aren't on the side of Trump. And I think this is going to wake up the population, the rest of the population, because the rest of the population, they all have this in common, war. They don't want war. People might tell you they want war. Yeah, but if they do, they can go and fight. But most of the majority of the people, they do not want war. If they know there was an attempt, and let's say we intercepted it, people will be scared. People will say, no, we cannot do this because this is not going to be a war like World War I or World War II or Vietnam. This is going to be a war that is fought on our land. We will see death and destruction, destruction of cities. People are not going to go for it. At the same time, the entire economic system will be falling apart because remember, to bring us into their new system, they need death and destruction to cover up what they're doing here. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots are going to use this to their advantage. And how to use this to your advantage? Well, if we're approaching war, if there's an attack, a cyber attack or a missile attack or both, what is activated? The military. And I do believe we're coming full circle from November 3rd of 2020, January 6th of 2021, where now the military can be on U.S. soil. The military can be used to round up the illegals. Because again, what are they going to do? They're going to create chaos. It's no longer an invasion. It's an invasion, and they're attacking the country from within. The military will then guard the elections. So I do believe this is all coming full circle. The people are going to wake up. Their people are going to be with Trump because they're watching all of this play out. Just like the people are saying, yeah, we want a wall. We want the border secure. We want these things. We want a better economy. The people are going to want peace. Trump is going to say, just vote for me. This can all end. I can have peace. I know the players. I can do it. Biden, he's going to look like a mess. Actually, if he's not there, Kamala is going to be in his place because if they take him out with the 25th Amendment, Kamala is the acting president and the vice president at the same time. You think people are going to want her to handle the war? Absolutely not. Even if they bring in Michelle Obama. Remember, the poll said 27%, they'd rather have nobody. Michelle Obama was 20%. Everyone else was below that. So if anyone else comes up, like Hillary Clinton or anybody else, it's going to be even worse. You think they're going to want them to handle the war? Not when the evidence comes out against them of what they've done to this country. Basically, the people are going to see the truth. The people are going to understand that Trump is the only person that can stop this. This is how he's going to unite the country. And this is how he's going to get the country on his side to do what needs to be done next, which means justice. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.